All right, listeners. So I have, before we dive into today's episode, listeners and Amy, I have a confession and an apology to make. In last week's episode, we were all excited about inviting you to pray, share, and give. And we invited you to go to gritandgracegirls.com/support. And then I spent a week judging our listeners because I didn't hear from anybody.
You're like, a bunch of deadbeats.
I'm like,
just kidding.
They didn't even want to pray for us. Like, I didn't even know how to process that. And, you know, you would think that, you know, and I didn't even say anything to you, which would, you know, that would have been so helpful because you probably would have been like, Sherry, I think something's wrong. But no, the only conclusion I could come to is our listeners didn't even want to pray for us.
So you cried all week. We cried all week. Thought you didn't care about us at all. But then we found out, well, there was a little technical glitch.
Yeah, so I got this screenshot that Lynn Cowell sent to Amy, and then Amy sent to me, and it says, you need permission. This form can only be viewed by users in the owner's organization. Try contacting the owner of the form if you think this is a mistake. And guess who the owner of the form is?
And anybody who went there, Sherry, maybe they cried all week too because they were like, oh, I wanted to be part of the club, but now I can't.
So oh, well. It is, in fact, a big mistake. I'm the owner of the form. And so we just want to tell you right now up from front that if you do go to gritandgracegirls.com/support, it now functions. And thank you so much for your patience. And so there is my short confession about the mistake I made. And we apologize and we appreciate you all so much. And I will never again think, I will never again just assume that nobody wants to pray for us. How's that? You know, like that was such a ridiculous assumption to make. Lesson learned.
Here, Sherry, take a Kleenex. Listeners, I've got one for you too. Here I am handing it to you virtually.
We will dab our tears and we will move on. Excellent.
Sherry, I read such an encouraging comment from one of our listeners recently. She said, I struggle as I put everyone else's needs ahead of my own. Ill health has made me start to learn to look after myself. It's hard to do this as I push myself and overdo too many things and then pay for it with health struggles. But God is great, and His grace enables me to learn and change and grow. Isn't that just where we are?
It is. I love those three words, learn and change and grow. And, you know, we've kind of dubbed what we're doing right now, Grit and Grace 2.0, just as kind of a working name for now. And, you know, my husband, who's a total computer guy, he had to explain to me that this whole concept of 2.0 refers to a major upgrade. Like in the computer world, like little tiny updates get named things like 0.1, 5, or 0.3 or whatever. Major overhauls are indicated by a change of the number before the point. So 2.0 means it is a major upgrade with lots of learning, in our case, learning and changing and growing. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask it to all of our listeners as well. So listeners, I want you to be thinking about how you would answer this question if you were sitting here with us. So what's an example of an upgrade that you've experienced in your life as God has led you to learn and change and grow?
I think the one thing that I have realized in this whole COVID crisis and quarantine, don't we love all those sounds? COVID crisis and quarantine is that I've been able to give up control better. Shocking, right?
Who are you?
There is, well, there's, we're all in situations right now that there is so little we can control. We can't control job situations, many of us. We can't control who's in our houses.
Preach,
we can't control.
Preach.
There are so many things. And I have felt less uncomfortable with that than I have in the past. The one thing that made me laugh is I kind of had a meltdown on Sunday and I wanted to eat a whole pan of brownies and my husband was willing to accommodate that. But I was like, no, I'm doing Whole 30 and it's the only thing I'm controlling right now. So I realized I'm maybe not totally there yet. I am controlling my food like with an iron fist. Anyway, how about you?
You know, mine's going to be somewhat similar. I feel like one of the upgrades in my life over the last 10 years really has been around this whole idea of reactivity. And I used to be so reactive to everything. Like I would immediately flood. And I'm going to say very much of a physical reaction that would then come out as, you know, with relational impact. But it was so visceral. And so, I mean, like my heart would immediately start to race and my face would flush and my ears would buzz. And we've talked about it. I had that little tightening between my eyes. And although I'm having similar things happening around me, sometimes I even sit and go, okay, is that thing going to happen now? Like I'm quotes better enough that I have the time to think, okay, the heart rate hasn't gone up. Okay. My face doesn't feel like it's beet red right now. And I'm like, I must be doing better. And I don't say that to pat myself on the back, but to simply say, I do feel for me, who has always had such a struggle with this level of reactivity, that is not just an update from, you know, point one to point two. That is a 1.0 to 2.0 upgrade for sure. Now, I'll tell you what's ready for a major upgrade. It is my COVID coif. My hair is out of control.
Yes. How long has it been since you've been to the hairdresser?
I don't know. It feels like 3 years. It's probably only been 3 months, but it's bad, Amy. It's really bad.
Well, I'm counting because it's week 7.5. And for a girl with short hair, I get my hair cut every 4 weeks. So I'm feeling like a Shaggy DA, you know, that, remember that old movie?
I was about to say that, but I thought it would be insulting.
Well, and you can actually see me. So, okay. But here's the other thing. I want to make an announcement about something I've decided. You talk about giving up control. Guess what?
What?
I've decided to go gray.
No.
Yes, I have.
Okay. We're going to have to unpack this in a future episode, Amy. We may have to have an entire episode devoted just to this.
I'm so excited about it. I can't stand it.
Listeners.
So, yes.
Stay tuned. Amy will tell all for the right price. Right, Amy?
Exactly.
Okay, none of that was in our notes. Well, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Today, we're giving you a backstage pass to some of the decisions we've made as we've said farewell to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, and hello to Grit and Grace 2.0.
Grit and Grace, the podcast.
You just love saying that so much.
I will not stop saying that. It makes me so happy.
I think we've gotten a cool upgrade.
We have, at least in our own minds.
And we've grown up, right? We're not Grit and Grace girls anymore. We're Grit and Grace, the podcast. I think we need leather jackets to go with that.
Absolutely.
Well, before we dive in, we want to give a shout out to someone who specializes in helping Christian communicators upgrade from 1.0 to 2.0 and all things social media, and especially developing online communities.
You must be talking about our totally cool friend, Tanya Kubo.
I sure am.
You know, Tanya served as a Grit and Grace intern, and she's been a monthly financial supporter ever since we got started on Patreon.
And she offers amazing free training and support in her Facebook group, which is called Tanya Kubo's The Secret to Thriving Online Communities.
So if you have any form of online ministry and you want to be more effective at it,
Tanya's your gal. Just search Facebook for Tanya Kubo and join her group. Last week, we shared the story of how we came to the decision.
The excruciating decision.
Oh, yes. To shut down Grit and Grace. And how we basically reversed that decision. And ultimately came to process what a hard reset might look like for the podcast. What a Grit and Grace 2.0 might look like.
So today we want to share some of the decisions that we've made as we walk through this hard reset for Grit and Grace, or this refresh as we're thinking of it. And we want to along the way pull out some lessons and action steps that could apply to all of us in any area of our life where we're kind of going through a 2.0 experience.
We really see God bringing to life Isaiah 43:19 in our lives, in the podcast. And it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And that's the ESV version. And man, I just love that, Sherry, because it expresses such hope and joy and renewal.
And what I love about it is a way in the wilderness. I don't know if you've ever done any backpacking or anything like that, where there's been an overgrown trail. Having a way made in an area that's like desperately overgrown, that's huge. And rivers in the desert. I mean, I grew up in desert area and water is scarce in a desert. So these are very practical. These are amazing things that God is providing. So let's talk a little bit about some of the decisions that we made for this hard reset, AKA this refresh of Grit and Grace, this kind of a 2.0 experience. And, you know, this is, I think we both feel like kind of in our lives, we're having a 2.0 experience. And we've talked for quite a bit about this idea of leveling up, mm-hmm. about the way that God moves us forward. So one of the things we did talk about a little bit last week, and we want to emphasize again this week, is that we want to make Grit and Grace the podcast. I just love saying that.
Hey, and if you haven't yet, you've got to like look at our new branding. Everything's new, and we are Grit and Grace, the podcast now. So official.
That's right. The podcast. I'm just good. I cannot say that often enough. Okay. But we want to make it even more listener focused than ever before. And we've always tried to pick relevant topics. We've always listened to our listeners when they email us, but we're going to take it a step further now. And we're going to invite you, our listeners, to submit questions to us. And then we're going to share those questions with our interview guests so that you get answers to the questions you're asking and solutions to the problems you're facing. So the way that you can reach out to us, you can find us on Facebook and ask those questions in our Facebook group. And you can also go to our website and you'll find a way to submit questions there through the contact form.
Well, and I just love that more than ever before, we're becoming community focused in every single way. So we're doing it through listening to you, but we're also doing it through asking you for support, admitting that we need help. And for over a year, we've been researching funding options like advertising and sponsored episodes. And one of the non-negotiable decisions in this hard reset that we've made is that each season must be fully funded. So you, the listeners, can be part of that in three different ways. You can pray for us and offer prayer support. If you sign up for that team, we're going to send out prayer requests once a month. And we just know that having you praying for us is going to make a difference. You can share if you know of any advertisers or people who might want to be partners to help support Grit and Grace. And you can personally give. No gift is too small. And we're so appreciative of the support we already have. And we're looking forward to giving you the opportunity to support as well. And so you can go to gritandgracegirls.com/support and find out all the options there and all the details there.
And then another decision that we made is to move to a seasonal schedule. And so instead of having an episode every single week, we're going to be doing a block of episodes. And we think that our first block will be 12 episodes, and it'll be followed by about a 2-month break. And we'll need that break to gear up for the next season. For a long time, we were editing this week's podcast while interviewing people for the following week. And it was just too much to do all at once. And so when we decided, you know, we're going to air episodes and then we're going to take a break and then we're going to air. It gave us that magical word known as margin, a breathing room to be able to get everything done. And that just feels so much more doable and sustainable.
And we're so excited about this next season. We've already been planning for you. It's going to be great. Can't wait. We're also going to have monthly meetings that Sherry and I, we are just like you. I mean, just like you, that we end up with so much on our plates that we forget to do the important things. And so we're going to be talking monthly about setting goals. And then we're also going to have quarterly meetings to make sure that our goals are being met. We've got a little checklist of this hard reset to see. Are we sticking to what God has really laid out for us?
And, you know, this is something that we can do for ourselves as individuals. You know, we can have meetings with ourselves on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, and we can make these times to process and process our goals. We can also do this as families, where we can sit down. It doesn't have to be big, formal, and heavy, but to be able to say, hey, how was the last month? How was the last quarter? How are we doing in these things that we said that are important to us? Because if we never schedule the time to sit down and meet, shockingly, these evaluations never happen. So even though you and I, Amy, have talked about living a reflective life and processing life together, one of the things where we realized we neglected to do was really take these hard looks at what wasn't working with Grit and Grace. And so this gives us an opportunity to, on a monthly basis, say, okay, is there anything that we need to take a look at? Basically, we're taking and bringing our blind spots to the table and saying, hey, let's shine a spotlight on them now, rather than a year or two down the road when they've gotten so big and there's so many problems.
And you know what occurs to me? Blind spots, that episode was one of our most popular episodes. Yeah. And I think it's because it's where we all struggle. But if we set these meetings with our families, within our professions, whatever your setting is, it gives us a chance to talk about those blind spots at times that they're not emotionally charged. Yes. And when you take the emotional charge out of all of it, it makes us more able to solve the problems without getting our feelings hurt or any of those kinds of things that can happen. And so we're super excited about it. We're already walking in it, right, Sherry? So, yeah. I mean, it's working so well.
Yeah. Well, and also this, you know, one of the other things we decided is we're really going to stick to a weekly workflow. And what has worked really well for you, and there's no reason it doesn't work for me, is to really focus on Grit and Grace on Tuesdays. And so for those of our listeners, if you'd like to pray for us on Tuesdays, that would be wonderful. That's when awesome. We will be recording our episodes, our interviews, our convos. We're likely to be having a meeting on the first Tuesday of every month. So feel free to just stick that on your calendar and know that if you pray for us and Grit and Grace on Tuesdays, you can't go wrong. But it also means that instead of, because both Amy and I need margin, and when we don't get it, we start to see it happen. And when things start getting scheduled and bleeding all over into different days, we don't have as much margin. Whereas if it all stays on that one day that we're getting things done, then we have that margin and we're setting good boundaries for the podcast and for the rest of our lives. So anyway, so those are the five things we're being going to aim to be listener focused. It's an absolute necessity to be fully funded. And we are so thrilled and we are so excited. You're going to be learning about some of the sponsors who come on board. And we were just saying, we've been surprised at how quickly it's happened. So, you know, between our generous Patreon supporters and a variety of different sponsors, we're able to tell you that season one is a go, and we're now starting to work on funding season two.
It's amazing.
We were talking earlier about how we are women of faith, but we didn't expect it to happen this quickly. So
why are we so shocked that God shows up and does his part? Yeah,
I know. You know, and I just want to say how grateful I am, because being able to continue Grit and Grace is huge. It is so, so huge for both of us. All right. Well, we also want to talk a little bit about this whole idea that we're kind of changing emphasis and changing focus a little bit, that this is kind of a Grit and Grace 2.0, that we are, although every single one of you who are reforming perfectionists and reforming people pleasers, and those of us who are highly sensitive persons, you are all still completely welcome. And we are still who we've always been. But we do feel like we are no longer stuck in perfectionism and people pleasing the way we once were.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. And so it's not the topic that we feel the need to keep talking about with each other anymore. And that's not to say it won't be every now and then. And that's not to in any way put down on the fact that we spent 187 episodes doing it. It's just, we feel like, it feels so strange to say. It feels like we're ready to kind of move on. And so we've said for years now that this is the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well, which just so happens to be the subtitle of our book. And so let's start with the question, how do you know that you're losing who you're not? Like, how can you tell when you're making progress?
Well, this sheltering in place, let's just say that we're experiencing as we record. And today is my 30th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations!
Which is such a marker, right? We're so excited. So we decided to celebrate that by getting into a major fight yesterday.
Yes! I love it when traditions are continued.
But here's the beautiful thing that happened. So we had this little disagreement about how the two of us were dealing with our current circumstances. But in the midst of this tiff, we had this revelation that neither one of us was wrong in the way that we were dealing with our current circumstances. I know, right? You guys should see Sherry's face. Completely revolutionary. And Barry, who has the gift of the perfect question at the perfect time, said, because he likes lots and lots of information. I like lots less information. I get overwhelmed by too much of the doom and gloom pretty quickly. And I had kind of snapped in a moment. And he said, how can you let me know when you're near capacity? I was like, what? We are acting like grownups here. Because so this is how I knew that I've grown. Because in the past, I would have tried to control every single thing happening in this household. I would have tried to make sure that everybody was happy. And by that, I'm not a service person so much. So it's not that I would have been serving, but I would have been trying to manipulate them to behave as happily as I wanted them to be. So let's be clear that I'm not so awesome to try to make everybody actually happy. Just act happy the way that I like it.
Faking it is fine for a perfectionist.
And you know what? I realized yesterday, we don't have to be happy simultaneously. We can let each other process things in the different way that we each do. And I'm just saying that in the past, that would not have been the way it was. So I have lost a lot of who I'm not. I'm still in process. And I think for those of you that may feel like, well, wait a minute, I was counting on you to keep talking about reforming perfectionism and people pleasing. Well, we will be, but we're just moving forward some.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, would you have been able to have that experience 3 or 4 years ago when we started this podcast?
No way. No way. We would have fought a lot longer, a lot louder, and without as good of a resolution.
Because that's a beautiful question that he asked you. What a gift. What a gift.
Amazing.
Well, and I've been experiencing something similar myself, and that is I have been leaning into hard conversations rather than running away from them. And rather than interrupting and trying to explain myself in an attempt to make things better. And by better, of course, I mean the way that they should be, by which I mean the way I want them to be so that I can feel comfortable in a difficult situation. I've been really working hard, not perfectly, but I've been working a lot harder to listen. And one of the biggest victories for me, and this is just in the year 2020, but especially in the shelter in place that's going on, is realizing that even high volume and high emotion are not about me. And as a highly sensitive person, that's hard because I have two people in the house who like to use high volume to express themselves. It's just kind of one of their ways of letting off steam, just like a tea kettle will whistle. Well, that's what they do when they have something to say. And for the longest time, I would try to shut them down because I couldn't handle that because I took it personally, like somehow it was about me. And I'm finally realizing it's not about me. Like so little in this world is actually about me. It's like shocking. The percentage of which is not about me is enormous. And the amount that actually is about me is so minuscule. Like it's almost undetectable. And then in addition to not reacting, which is something that God's really been working with me on, and it's been part of my reforming from perfectionism and people pleasing, is not overreacting so much. And that's a real important skill for all of us, but especially for highly sensitive persons who tend to be overstimulated, which causes high reactivity. But I've been able to lean in, to listen, and then offer comfort and reassurance, where I used to be like, I was out of there, disappeared. Or I might be in the same room, but just emotionally unavailable, checked out, you know, like I've joked about being a head on a stick. It's tiring, I'll be honest. I'm not like, woohoo, this gives me all the energy in the world. But I think what you and I just described is we're becoming more loving.
Oh, wow.
This is love in action, isn't it?
Oh, that made me tear up. We have not arrived, but we have moved forward. And hopefully you listeners feel the exact same way and are ready to move forward with us. So we've really, our action step here, our takeaway as a whole group is I am not stuck in my old ways of doing things. I've learned and grown, and we can celebrate that. It's not perfection, but it's growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So the second part, so that was lose who you're not, love who you are. Why is focus such a key part of loving who we are?
Well, you know, I have said for a long, long time that I am not good at spinning a lot of plates. And yet for about 2 years, I have been spinning a lot of plates. And I've just realized this hard reset feels so good to me with the podcast because I'm starting to honor my inner wiring. I don't think I violated my inner wiring. I think God gave me grace to spin a lot of plates for a couple years, but I felt like that grace was coming to an end because God was saying, okay, now it's time. Refocus, reset, and really bring it in, Amy. So put some of those plates down. And it wasn't a matter for a while. I thought, well, it's a matter of doing fewer things, but really I'm not doing fewer things, but I'm doing those things focused more narrowly on one area of life. And so that has led to rebranding with my website and my ministry. And now all of these things are more closely dovetailed together. So it's allowed me to bring focus.
Well, and what I love about this is, you know, I've known you for quite a while now, which just is the joy of my life, is that, you know, you and I work together. You were my speaking coach for 3 years, and then we were friends, and then we started with Grit and Grace. So, I mean, we're going on a decade now of knowing each other and being in each other's lives. And here's what I love, and I think probably as women, we fear that focus means that we're becoming smaller, that somehow it diminishes us. You are more you than I've ever seen. Like you are bigger as you go smaller. And I don't know how that works, but it's like your impact seems so much greater because you are so clear on this specific area that God is leading you to do. And so I just want to leave that as an encouragement to our listeners. I think we think, oh, I'm going to do a little of everything. You know, the whole idea of being the Renaissance man or woman. And it's like, but then you're the jack of all trades, master of none. I just love seeing how God is leading you and continues to lead you to focus in. And somehow what might have felt narrow actually is giving you greater impact.
Well, you know, I think this is such an important message because some of you may be going, well, but they're speakers and writers. How does this apply to me? But, you know, just like we said in Exhale, that there are so many of us that are about to suffocate under the desire, the effort to be all things to all people. And so Sherry, give us a takeaway for all of us that we that can help all of us. I mean, listen, we're women. We wear a lot of hats. We are laundress, whether it's for yourself or multiple people in your household. We are laundress. We are cook. We are taxi driver. We are, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Absolutely.
But for those big callings, give us a takeaway.
You know, I keep coming back to that there's just a few that God's given me to do. There's a few that God's given me to do. And when it comes to our call, I know how easy it is to go, oh, that looks good. 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 I want to be like her and her and her and her and her and her. Whereas taking that time to listen to where God is leading right now, it is very rare. In fact, I don't know, Amy, have you ever known somebody that God has really led them in 20 different directions at the same time?
No. I mean, I know people who multitask well, but usually even the tasks that they're doing are focused if they're effective.
Yep.
And that's the key, isn't it? If you're effective. I mean, I really think that trying to take on too many things really destroys our effectiveness overall. So it moved me to say that you see me making more impact. You know, it's hard to see that about yourself. And so I'm rubbing that in deep, but I think that can be applied to all of us, is that let's really niche down to the few things God's given me to do.
Love it. And then living your one life well, what does it mean to live your one life well, rather than contemplate your one life well?
I'm only beginning to know the answer to this question, actually. It is interesting, because I think when you're in a period of true inner work, where God is doing a huge inner overhaul, there is a season, there is a time for really being very self-reflective. But we can step over into navel gazing so fast, can't we? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think really my last two books have been the lose who you're not, love who you are part. And I'm just coming into living my one life well. And it's like, so the lose who you're not, love who you are, It requires introspection, and that's okay. But at some point, we have to realize, okay, but now the next step is putting some of these things into action. And it made me laugh as I thought about this, because, you know, my nickname, not a compliment, since I was in my 20s was Action Amy. And because I jump in, I'm a doer, I'm a one, so I want to do it exactly right and all of that. But you know what? Finally, I started to feel like God has said, I'm calling you to be Action Amy. I'm asking you to step into being Action Amy. And that's beautiful, because in the past, Action Amy did a lot of stuff out of two extremes, either trying to earn approval or because I felt shame. And I feel like God has healed those areas in me. Do I default to them on bad days? Yes, I still do sometimes. But for the most part, He's done such an inner work in me that I'm ready to live my one life well, to really be Action Amy in a good way.
I am so excited, and I'm going to buy you a t-shirt that says Action Amy, now that it's something that you can embrace. I've always loved Action Amy. I didn't know you during the years when it wasn't a compliment. So I love that we can call you Action Amy now, and that it's actually a compliment. So for me, this whole live your one life well, as opposed to contemplate your one life well, because I am really good at contemplation. And the problem is, what I'm actually good at is rumination. And that is one of those things that those of us who are highly sensitive persons, we can really, really get caught up in kind of, the eddy, the whirlpool of just going around and around and around. And so for me, living my one life well means living in the present. Yes, I want to always be able to learn from the past. And yes, I want to plan for the future, but I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be stuck ruminating over the past, and I don't want to be paralyzed by fear of the future. And so really my emphasis is on what can I do now? And often it is something small, but I still want to have, what is it you've called it, a bias for action, to keep me moving forward, to keep me connecting with others and living out and experimenting and trying out these things that otherwise get stuck in my head. And so this is true. What I'm about to say is true for me, but I think it's also going to be true for the podcast. And this is a takeaway for our listeners. And that is, I want to acknowledge the problem, but I want to emphasize the solution and taking action.
That's so good. You know, that sounds like growth mindset, Sherry.
Yeah.
That sounds like,
yeah,
we have moved from fixed mindset to growth mindset. I tell you, that's something to celebrate. Well, let's go back. You did something very interesting, because you gave us our scripture today in several different versions. And I love the Good News translation. Do you want to read it?
Yes, it says, "Watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there."
So beautiful. And as you pointed out in the first version that I read, the ESV, it said, "Behold," which is kind of more passive, that you're God is doing the big work, of course. But you're kind of sitting back, and this one is watch, which is almost a more active word, that we step into this new thing that God is doing. Sounds like growth mindset.
Absolutely. So for you, in all of the things that we're talking about here, what is the grit for you?
I think the grit is making sure that I don't fall back into old patterns. You know, it's so easy for all of us to really fall back because that's what's known, what's comfortable. But both of us just have this anticipation, this sense that God is moving us forward, that He's done some real inner work in both of us. And we hope our listeners feel that too. And that He is moving us forward into being more actively participating in our households, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and really strengthening our voices in ways that honor Him. And for you, Sherry, what's the grace?
You know, I keep thinking about a conversation I had with a friend earlier this week, and we had had what could have been a misunderstanding, and I debated whether to bring it up with her. And I was like, if I don't bring it up with her, I'm going to stew over this for days. So let me bring it up and just get it over with, because whether the answer is yes or no, at least I'll have an idea. And so I left her a message and I explained the whole thing. And I said, you know, I said something about, you know, I'm just going to lay my insecurities out right now and just know that I know that this is me being insecure. And she messaged back, actually she texted back, and she said, "You can ask me for reassurance anytime you need." And I just thought, oh my goodness, I want to tattoo that on something and make a big sign. And I thought, what a gift for one person to give another. And then of course I realized ultimately that's the message we get from God. That is the message we get from Jesus. Anytime we do slide back, anytime we are suddenly realizing, oh no, this is the old way, this is the old pattern, I've moved from the new thing, I'm going back on the old path. And instead of beating ourselves up, instead of feeling like, oop, we've blown it, and guess that was a nice try, but it didn't work out, we can go to Jesus and He will give us reassurance anytime we need. We hope you've enjoyed episode 188 of Grit and Grace, the podcast.
Before we wrap up, we want to spotlight someone else who has gone through her own 2.0 upgrade. Her name is Chris Moss, and we think y'all should get to know her.
Chris says, "I would like to be known to your audience as the supporter who grieved the loss of the Grit and Grace podcast, and the one who is most delighted, besides you and Amy, to have it return."
Oh, and we love you too, Chris. With a heart for mentoring women, Chris is the founder of And Now What? A community for women in seasons of change with Chris Moss. I just love her tagline: navigate your next season with purpose and panache. Chris, you had us at panache.
Yes, you did. And when you become a member of the And Now What community, you'll learn how to use the 5 P's, person, place, project, pastime, and physical activity, along with the unique and maybe a little dormant skill set you already have, to create your own lifestyle of purpose,
which allows your loved ones the space they need to flourish.
So connect with Chris on Facebook by searching for Chris Moss or And Now What, or both.
Check out our webpage at gritandgracethepodcast.com/episode188. There you'll find this week's transcript, a link to Tanya Kubo's The Secret to Thriving Online Communities, and a link to And Now What, a community for women in seasons of change with Chris Moss.
While you're there on Facebook joining Tanya's group and Chris's page, if you're not yet a member of the Grit and Grace Facebook group, come find us too. We'll be inviting you to submit questions for us to ask our upcoming interview guests.
Join us next week when we'll be talking with one of our favorite people on the planet, Kathy Lipp, author of Ready for Anything.
For today, grow your grit. Embrace God's grace. And as He lights the path along the one beautiful life He's planned for you, take the next step and
live it.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace. Good girls breaking bad. And you're listening to Grit and Grace, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not.